which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side. Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in. We've got a great podcast for you for this Friday, May 20th, 2011. This is our 460th podcast. It's Aloha Friday, and today we're doing the show right outside. So no need to go to the crater camp because you can see it right behind me. Beautiful weather in Hawaii today. We've just been having a great week, lots of great weather, and lots to talk about today. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Today we're going to answer a couple of questions. We're also going to tell you a little bit about Hawaii 5.0 and a little geek suggestion for you, as well as going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So are you guys following Hawaii 5.0? Have you been keeping track of what's going on there? This last episode was a real cliffhanger. Okay, we find McGarrett now. He gets arrested for murdering the governor. And on top of that, it's really Woe Fat that did it. So it really left us with a lot of questions. Kono got arrested. Wow, what's happening? And I was like amazed that Chin Ho actually arrested, you know, McGarrett. Boy, Chin Ho could be kind of a mean guy, right? I mean, he can like turn on you there. It was just really, really interesting, and a lot of twists and turns. And it kind of brings me to the point, you know what, we're also going to the Bear Estate. So today, after we do the podcast, we're actually going to be going over to McGarrett's house. So I might have some video of it. It's actually a great place to do events, and they rent it out for weddings as well. So if you want a really cool place to do a wedding, you could actually do it at McGarrett's house, the Bear Estate. And it is available. We have all the information about that. But I wanted to mention this a little bit because now that the season is wrapping up, every year, there's a thing called Sunset on the Beach that happens around Hawaii 5.0 and the premiere. Last year, it was on the 13th of September, right before the premiere episode of Hawaii 5.0. And it's called Sunset on the Beach. And what we're going to do is we're planning a whole event around it. We did this for Lost, and we're doing it also for Hawaii 5.0. So if you're thinking you're going to be here, we think that it's going to be like either the first or second week of September. And it is what they're going to do is we're going to see the first episode of the second season. We see it a week ahead of the mainland. So you can see it a whole week ahead. And we plan a really great event around it. We're going to be doing a brunch. We're going to be doing a tour. We're all going to be going over to the Sunset on the Beach and kind of staking our ground so that we can all, you know, have a really good spot and kind of take turns, because it can get really hot out there. And so you want to make sure that you get out and you can watch Sunset on the Beach and watch the premiere episode of next year's season. So we're excited about all the Hawaii 5.0 stuff that's going on here. And also there's a page we started on Facebook called the Sunset on the Beach, Hawaii 5.0 Sunset on the Beach page. So check that out and join the group and keep up to date with what's happening in the world of Hawaii 5.0. We've gotten to be pretty good friends with Hawaii 5.0 Undercover, that guy who does that, Bob. So we may have some inside scoop about what's happening on Hawaii 5.0. Now, you know what? I got a new toy, and I wanted to share this with you. This is called the GoPro. A lot of you have seen this Hero GoPro. It's getting a lot of play in the press, and we got one. And I have to say that this is a great camera. It runs for about $300, and if you're thinking about coming to Hawaii and kind of thinking about getting the throwaway camera, and you want to do some underwater shots, or you want to do some action shots, this is a great camera. It comes with lots of attachments, and the camera comes out here, and inside, you know, it's completely waterproof. So it comes with the waterproof case, and there's lots of attachments. There's even an attachment you can like wear on your head. And it comes with a lot of accessories, so you can kind of put this anywhere. We've been experimenting with it. We did a video the other day where we just took it out on the boat here and drove out to Monolua Bay, shared that with you, so check out our video there. And then I just drop it in the water. But I'm looking forward to actually getting in the water and enjoying that. And speaking of the water, you know, a lot of people ask me, what are things that I can do for fun? What are some fun things I can do that are different and unusual? And one thing that I've discovered recently is paddling. And you can do, you know, you've heard of stand-up paddling. These are those big boards that people stand up on and paddle on. And really, before there were ever stand-up paddle boards, people were in prone position. That means you're just on your stomach paddling. And this is an easy and very fun thing to do. And you can actually do it right here where I'm sitting. Right out here in Coco Marina, there's a place where you can rent paddle boards, and you can rent kayaks, and you can rent two-man kayaks if you want, and paddle around here in what this is called Quapa Pond, but it actually opens up right into the ocean. And it is a fun thing to do. And you know, you want to get out of your comfort zone. You know, do things that you wouldn't really normally do. There are a lot of safe, very adventurous type of activities that you can do, like zip lining. That's another fun thing to do out of the comfort zone. There are certain hikes, if they're not too strenuous, that you can go on out of the comfort zone. You know, do stuff that you just that don't think you'd ever do. And paddling is one of them. It's a lot of fun and it's easy. I think it's easier than the stand-up paddling, you know. And, you know, you get practice if you ever want to surf, because before you ever become a surfer, you have to be a good paddler. So that's just a fun idea I wanted to share with you, because I've been doing it a lot lately. I bought a board and it's just been a lot of fun. Now I've got a question here that came in from Robin, and she said that the last time she was here, she followed the advice of not locking her rental. I mean, she followed the advice of locking her rental car up and not leaving anything valuable in the car. And she wanted to know if there was something that she could carry to the beach where she could put her stuff in, it would remain waterproof. And yes, actually, I've got this great pouch that I want to show you guys. It's also kind of a geeky thing. And you can put your camera in it. You can put your phone in it. And it stays completely waterproof. It's like a waterproof case. It's like a little pocket that you can put it in. And I use this a lot. It's basically a little pouch. I'll show you a picture of it here. I'll drop it in there. This is a great way to keep everything dry, and especially the phone. You can actually use it while it's in this little case. So that's one thing you can do. And there are a couple of other suggestions that came in that are on our Facebook. You want to check our Facebook page. And it is an important thing. You got your car keys. You don't want to leave those out, because if those get stolen, then you're going to lose your car. So you do need some sort of waterproof solution. And there are several of them out there. So a very good question indeed. Now, if you've got a question, just write to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com, or post it up on our Facebook page, and we can get it there. And, you know, we do have an app, and you can ask questions on the app, and it's a great way to keep in touch with what's going on in Hawaii. We post a lot of stuff up there, a lot of good content up there. And more recently, you might see a new addition to our app, and that is a gentleman by the name of Wade Fishman from Wade's World Hawaii, and he does this thing called the Poor Man's Guide to Hawaii, and I met up with him yesterday, and we're sort of been talking back and forth, because he has the same philosophy as we do. Is we, you know, we understand that, you know, coming to Hawaii is probably a big decision in your life, and also, you know, being able to make it affordable. And he has a lot of stuff on his site, tours and things that you can do for free. And he does some great work and some great videos. So you want to check out Wade's World Hawaii, and also check him out. He's going to be on our app. And we just did an interview with him the other day, and we were talking story with him a little bit about, you know, what he's doing with his website and some of the fun things and tours that he's going to be offering in the very near future. So check out Wade's World Hawaii. It's wadesworldhawaii.com, and he also is Wade's World on Facebook. And so check them out. Now it's time in our program we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in Hawaii. Now remember, if you're looking to book a trip to Hawaii, you want to consider giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. That's all we do here, is we help bring you right here to paradise. That's what we're all about, and we like to get you the best bang for your buck. And here are some examples of some packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. And this gives us a chance to thank our new customers, which hopefully you will become one, and also the agents that put it together. First package is for two people. They're coming in from Detroit. They're going to be leaving June 22nd to the 29th. They're going to be coming over here to the island of Oahu. They're going to be staying at the Waikiki Beach Marriott Resort. They have a city view room. They're going to get a leg greeting and a transfer. That means they get a nice leg greeting at the airport. They get taken to the hotel. And the total package price on that is $1,400 a person. So $2,800. That's it for a week vacation coming up very shortly here in June. So congratulations to Clifford and Tasha Young. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Welcome to our Ohana. We really do appreciate it. And over to Ashley. She's over at Extension 39. She's the agent that put that one together. Next package is for two people traveling from Indianapolis, coming to the island of Maui. They're going to be leaving June 15th to the 22nd. So we got these June bookings coming in, last minute bookings, getting still pretty good deals when you look at the prices on this. Hear this one out. June 15th to the 22nd, staying at the Royal Lahaina Resort. We love the Royal Lahaina. They've really done a great job of maintaining the property after the renovation. And the stretch of beach there, I think, is second to none. The Royal Lahaina, remember that property. We have a great deal on an ocean view. It includes transfer, so they're not doing a car. It includes the Atlanta Submarine, Royal Lahaina Luau. That's the best luau, bar none, on Maui. Total package price listed is $4,000. $4,000 for two people, week in Hawaii in June with all those activities, all the transportation included. Congratulations to the Walger family, Mervin and Eva. Thank you so much, Eva, rather. Thank you so much. We do appreciate your business. And to Abby over at Extension 24. She's the agent that put that one together. 23, rather. She's the agent that put that one together. Next package, also for two people, coming in from Miami, my hometown. That's my hood, Miami, Miami Beach. These guys are going to be traveling again in June 18th to the 30th. They're going to be doing, looks like, two islands here. They're going to Maui and Kauai, multi-island trip. On Maui, they're going to be staying at the Royal Kahana. We love this property. Beautiful, nice condos, full kitchen they're going to have, pull-out sofa, plenty of room there. And then over on Kauai, Aston Islander on the beach, another property we really like. Ocean view all the way through on this. They've got the car rental, everything covered, two islands for June. Total package price, get this, $6,070. $6,070. It's almost a little over 10 days. So that's a great package. Congratulations to these guys, to the Garian family, Glenn, Brenda, and Linda. Actually, it's three people on this booking, Glenn, Brenda, and Linda. Mahalo nui. Welcome to our Ohana. We really do appreciate it. And thank you being part of our Ohana and here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next Friday. We do this every Friday right now. And you can also catch it on iTunes and also on the app. In between, don't forget to check out our blogs. We have lots of great articles. Every day we post a new article for you, giving you more and more information about Hawaii. So that's going to do it. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and everybody here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.